I saved a life yesterday.
What?
I saved a life yesterday in the pool. I did it. I'm a hero.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to the podcast, the Big Party Show podcast. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, we have that party line at 402-915-0962. So go ahead and leave us a message. And also go visit bigpartyshow.com. We got a lot of fun stuff over there, including merch. We got merch and we have a guide to Omaha, pretty much 101 things to do this summer. There's a lot of good stuff on there. So if you ever get stuck with ideas like we do, that can be taken care of just by perusing all of that stuff.
I've been really wanting to go out for ice cream lately.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got Coneflower, we've got eCreamery. There's a lot of yummy places to go to.
Do you, there's a ton here. Do you have your ice cream places in Chicago that are unique or?
We do. We have this place called Margie's, which we went to for my birthday. Cause for my birthday, I was like, I want a banana split. Peter's like, is that a good idea? You're really not supposed to have dairy.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's my birthday and I want a banana split. Stomach be damned.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, here we go.
Did you get it? Okay, good deal.
I did. I wanted it so bad. It just sounded so good. Like I wanted a real ice cream shop banana split. Like it came in a huge boat.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it was a presentation. I mean, it comes out and you're like, this is for one person.
I don't remember the last time that I actually had a banana split.
Me neither. And then all of a sudden I was like, you know what I want for my birthday? I don't want birthday cake. I don't want to go out. I just, the four of us, Peter and the kids, and I went to this fancy ice cream shop. And got like sundaes and I got a banana split. And I mean, it's not cheap to go.
No.
Which is funny to be an adult now and pay for it. You're like, damn, ice cream's expensive.
How much do you think it is? I mean, that's a big to do. I mean, everything else is costing more and more money. But that's a whole lot of product there.
Yeah.
And plus it's art. It's like an art. Banana split has to look like a certain way.
Yes.
You know, it can't just look like a, you know, like crap. You know?
No. And I took a picture because it was like a piece of art. Like before I dove in, I took a picture. I was like, this is really something. I'm not sure how much it was. I want to say, honestly, and this is just a ballpark, I want to say at least $12 for the banana split.
Oh, okay. That's a high dollar.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, it was one of those places where it's like, it's their ice cream. They do this whole thing. Like, it came out. It had, like, a gravy boat of hot fudge that you got to pour on yourself.
That sounds so stinking
good. It was so decadent.
That sounds so good. We're having people over this weekend, and that makes me want to just get all the stuff to make a banana split. And serve it. But there'll be kids there. So maybe I should get those little icy things. You know what I'm talking about.
Those are fun. Yeah, those little. You know what else is really fun that we've done before is have a sundae bar.
Oh.
You know, like an ice cream sundae bar. So like there's different kinds of ice cream and then there's different sprinkles and toppings and all sorts of stuff and different sauces. And then you can just make your own bowl or make your own like waffle cone.
Okay.
And that's a fun thing, like, because it's kind of like choose your own adventure. Because we've gone, there's a place that the kids go to where it's like they weigh it.
I've been there.
You know what I'm talking about?
It was the last time. I went there once and never went back because it was the most expensive little cup of ice cream I've ever had.
It's BYOB, it's serve yourself. And the minute you get kids anywhere near like a soft serve machine, you're like, okay, that's enough. That's plenty. They're like, it's so fun. It's like Play-Doh. And I was like, very expensive Play-Doh. Yeah. Like, just cool it. And you can't put it back.
No,
like,
no.
So you've... once it's in the dish, like, it's happened.
And then you get the toppings.
Yes.
And it really goes.
Really. So one of the things they love to do, my daughter would get like chocolate ice cream, M&Ms, and gummy worms. And I'm like, this is going to weigh 60 pounds.
Those are all heavy toppings, too.
Yes.
You know, they're the heavier
Right. I'm
toppings.
Like, what happened to sprinkles? Sprinkles are fun and also don't weigh much, if anything. They're almost like glitter. Like, it doesn't really weigh anything. Like, no, I think I want bricks on my ice cream. We get up to the counter and they're like, that'll be $576. I was like, yeah, it is. And then they take three bites and they're like, I'm full. And then you don't want to eat it because it has gummy worms on it. So yeah. That's usually the other thing is like, fine, I'll finish it. But then they get all these gross toppings. You're like, sick. I don't want to eat your funky ice cream.
I can eat gummy bears anyway, shape or form, but I can't eat them like that. I can eat them frozen, and I do eat them frozen sometimes, but I can't eat them, infuse them in ice cream. I don't know why. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't.
You know, the gummy worms are slimy. It's like you're really eating real worms at this point, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I went to one of those one time and never returned. I don't even think they're open anymore. There was one right across the street. I think that thing is gone.
Well, the one that the kids went to, it's up in Lincoln Square by where we live.
Yeah.
It closed. You would think that the most spectacular place on the planet didn't exist anymore. The way my daughter talks about it, she's like, you know, they closed the yogurt shop. Like, I'm like, it can't be because they weren't making any money, because obviously the minute you kids walk in, they're just like $20, $20, $20. I mean,
I don't even know if they're even around anymore. I mean, who could afford it?
They had a good thing going, because then like you go up to the counter and again, like I sound like a grump, but like you go up to the counter, they weigh it, they charge you, and then they turn the little screen around and it says tip.
Okay.
I'm like, tip.
Yeah.
My kids just did the entire project themselves and I'm already giving you basically the equivalent of a human organ trafficking in order for them to have soft serve Froyo.
Yeah. All right. So there's a yo-yo berry here.
Okay.
And they weigh. I'm looking at pictures and it's giving me the shivers because it's like a giant buffet bar full of toppings.
Mm-hmm.
Going there after the show today now. Yeah. But yeah, so there you go. Go get some ice cream. It is that time of the year. But you know what? That is a great idea. I just don't know how to I'd have to figure out how to keep the ice cream cold. Because I'm not going to just put a bunch of ice cream in sitting out.
No, you'd probably have to do it in the kitchen. I mean, at least then it's not that hot. But
well,
yeah,
I could put it in a cooler with ice. That would work.
Yeah,
that would work. Then I can surprise everybody with ice cream. Why not? Live life.
Look at you.
Live life. Eat ice cream cones around the pool. Why not? Speaking of the pool, I saved a life yesterday.
What?
I saved a life yesterday in the pool. I did it. I'm a hero. Call the news. Have them come over and interview me. Because that went down. I couldn't even believe it. And I didn't even freak out. I was calm. And then I rescued. I signed me up for Baywatch.
What did you do? Who was floundering? Oh, my God. Nobody wants to see you run slow-mo on a beach. Look at the jiggle.
Yeah. Yeah. What? It's coming.
Stop. Take a knee.
He's not even near the water. You're like, got a cramp.
I got a cramp.
Oh, God. Bring out the jet ski.
Yeah. So, yeah, that went down yesterday. It was pretty nutty. So I go out there to check on the pool, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm just going to go look at it because it's been kind of windy. And without any umbrellas, it kind of sucks. It really does. You're just laying in the sun, and I'm not a sun guy anymore. And they have, you know, those they have the strainer where that water goes through. It's that little hole. There's two holes in the side of the pool where the water goes through and it gets filtered out, and that's how that works. I see something sitting there. It's just sitting there. Now, water is low enough, and he's sitting on the edge like he was getting away from the sun, right? I'm like, is that a bird? What is that bird doing? And I walk over there, and it's a baby bird who could barely even fly yet. Last year, we found one in the strainer, and I've felt bad ever since, because apparently, you know, you get tired of swimming, and then when you get tired of swimming, you go under. Uh-huh. So we found a dead one. This one was sitting there, and the water was low enough, and it was completely drenched. I went and grabbed the net, and I was like, hey, buddy, relax. I didn't want him to back up, and, you know, now I have issues. Now I have to try to fish him out with my bare hands, and I don't want to touch him because he's and then, by the way, his parents are over the place squawking at me, like, help him. So I get it in the net. It jumps into the net. And then he didn't freak out. And then I took him over there, you know, 10 feet away, and I let him go. And the mama bird squawked a little bit, and they stopped. And this thing just sat there. And then Tequila and Remy, you know, they ran up on it, you know, and, they didn't do anything with it. They won't. They're just fascinated by other animals. They won't hurt anyone. And then I went and checked on it about, you know, an hour later, and he was dry. And he looked fresh and new, and then he was gone about an hour after that.
You saved a life. That was a little overstated.
No, it was a life. Yes. And all I could think about, I don't even know if I told Wylene this story yet. But anyway,
she's going to be upset. It's going to be pretty, I wouldn't have told her the story because unless I found out that it was having a happy ending, because you don't want to upset that dear woman.
Oh,
and now you can tell her the story because it has a happy ending.
It does have a happy ending. Yes. I mean, I was so happy. It's like, I was like thinking to myself, I wonder, like all day I was thinking about this life that I saved. And I'm like, I wonder if it's going to hang out and be like my friend from here on out. You know how sometimes that happens?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you save a deer and all of a sudden the deer, I mean, I've seen all the videos. The deer comes back, you know, you set it free and it comes back with its mate and its mate's all cool. Then the deer leaves again and then he comes back with all these babies. Then he leaves and then he comes back with, you know, a year later, he comes back with 50 other deers and now they're just all hanging out. I think that's AI, right?
I was going to say, this sounds a bit exaggerated. You're like, and then year after year, the story gets passed down. This man saved my life, and they came, and they pooped all over my lawn, and then they leave.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. That has escaped my mind, and that was a big day. That was a big day.
Big day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me the last time you saved a life.
I let a spider go the other day.
See, that's nice. That's very noble. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
I don't kill... Spiders are our friends.
Uh-huh.
I do not kill them intentionally.
Yeah.
I mean, like if I step on one because I didn't see it, that but
that's different.
If I see a spider, I capture it, I let it go outside.
How about a wasp? We had a wasp.
F no, wasps are their own.
They
are nasty. They are mean. They are mean. We were just talking about them the other night about the different bugs and how nice some are and how mean others, like how, you know, I'm the only one in my house that has this relationship with spiders.
Okay.
Everyone else is like, all bets are off.
Oh, really?
I'm killing it. Yeah.
It depends on my situation. Like, I smashed one the other day, and I don't know why. I just, but by the time I smashed it with my finger,
with your
it was
finger?
Over. Yeah. Well, Molly, it was the size of a, the end of a pen. It was that little. It was just a little guy. He's, you know, I think everything's just having babies now.
Yeah.
But I felt bad about that. I was like, God, why did I do that? That thing, you know, they do good. And I, you know, what I did save, I only kill wasps because they freak me out too.
Yeah.
Last year, a wasp had gotten into the Cuddle Cove. Okay. Oh. Somehow it got into a hole and got into the Cuddle Cove and was making a nest.
Nope.
So I shut the Cuddle Cove down, make sure this thing couldn't get in when it left to go do what wasps do.
Terrorize.
Yes.
That's what they do. They're just monsters with wings and long stingers.
Get this. I got rid of the nest that he was building because I didn't want this thing building it. This thing wouldn't leave. It sat there when it came back and banged up against the glass on the sliding glass door for hours. This thing was trying to get in. I was like, I'm never allowed to go outside again.
Talk about remembering. He's like, I see you.
This thing was pissed.
You house trasher.
Yes. So I killed
one. You got a real track record with your yard.
Oh, I do. It's great. You
trash bird nests, wasp nests.
No, I didn't trash the bird nest. I did in the beginning to stop it.
Yeah, you did.
I was just ruining the beginning, but it's still up there now. It's all up there. I took a video of it. I went up there inside of it to make sure there was no eggs in it. And that was, I would share you the video, but I don't want to do that. That's too weird. Inside the nest, you know what was in there?
Hmm.
Mud.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so fascinated. How does a thing get mud in there? Like it, the whole thing was encased in mud as if he had hands. Like, the whole thing was formed.
Retirement is really an interesting journey for you. We need anyone listening, please sponsor the show. Please. He needs an outlet.
Yes, I need an outlet.
And I can't be that person for him always.
Yeah, because if you could sponsor the show, then I can afford to go out of the house and out of the yard and go do stuff. Yes, I can afford gas.
Be free.
The most adorable thing. This is the other two things, and I'll let it be. I found what we thought were these wasp nests, like eggs. Like it was weird. It's on a big bush of ours. There's two of them. It looks like two pods. So I asked Smarty Pants, "What is that?" Took a photo and said, "That's a wasp thing. Is there a hole in the bottom?" And I'm like, "I'm getting rid of this thing." So I cut it. I took it off, and then I was like, "There's no hole in the bottom. What is this thing?" I've got two giant pods of praying mantis eggs on the tree that will hatch in later this summer, and that will send millions of them all over the place. We'll just say thousands and thousands of little baby ones all over the yard that will kill. Oh no! When you find a praying mantis baby, that's good luck. When you have a praying mantis in your yard, that's like some type of good luck. It says everything about your environment and your soils and your air and all that stuff.
Man,
because they want to have babies.
Praying mantis have good PR.
Yes,
like,
they
let's
do.
Go frame this
they
like
do.
Good luck.
Yes,
right.
And the last thing I saved in the pool. I was in the pool the other day, and you know, bugs get in it, and I hate it. I can't stand it. I see this little tiny thing. Is the tiniest grasshopper I've ever stinking seen. He was adorable. It was like cartoon stuff. Adorable. Sponsor the show. DPSCrasher@gmail.com.
If anyone's still listening.
Oh, they're listening.
Lord.
They're listening. All right, let's motivate. You want some motivation?
Yes.
Give me a kick off a little bit of motivation and switch the subject around a little bit.
Good morning, cookie cakes. Just in case you forgot, I'm here to remind you of today's mission. Go be a radioactive unicorn of happiness. Rare and literally infecting people with smiles. You're a magnificent picture of a human with a good heart, and you're about to have the sunniest of days.
Ooh.
Everybody dance now.
That's nice.
Yeah, cookie cakes.
Cookie cakes.
Yeah, you little.
Cookie cakes are good.
Cookie cakes? I don't know what a cookie cake is. What is
sure,
a cookie cake?
Sure, you know when those big cookies that they sell, the giant cookies.
Oh.
They sell at the supermarket and then they like frost them where it's like happy graduation or happy retirement or just flowers or whatever.
That's a big old giant
cookie cake.
You cut
them into slices.
Yeah, that's what I saw some recipe that they, instead of making cookie, you know, like little cookie individual things.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with meatballs. They took a sheet pan, and mm-hmm. they just spread it all out on that thing. And instead of meatballs, they were meat sticks like that. And you would have meatball sandwiches that way. Peter would love it. I'm going to send him the recipe. All right. So what is this 10 commandments of group text? What is this?
Are you part of a lot of group texts?
Yes. I don't answer. I hardly respond to any of them. I've gotten so bad at it. Even the family one. I kind of get bad at that. But I do, I belong to a couple of them.
Okay.
That are all, I guess I shouldn't call them friends if I don't respond back. But yeah, I don't respond to hardly any of them unless I'm called out for something. I just don't have anything to add. I mean, I just like enjoy reading all of them.
Well, then you might be violating some of the commandments.
What are the right? So,
like one of them, I thought it was really interesting because they were, they kind of broke it down. And some of them, I think, yes. And then some of them, I was like, I didn't really realize that. One I love, and this was interesting, it was number 4. Thou shalt keep the gossip secret. Yeah. So any kind of gossip shared on the group text, it'd be like if you were all hanging out together and somebody told you something, like you can't go spreading the word. Like what happens on the text stays on the text. What happens on the group chat?
It doesn't go to anyone else.
Right. The chat is
all secretive. Okay.
It's not secretive. It's just, it's sacred. You're telling this group of people. You're not putting it on blast. You are in a tight little ring and you're counting on the fact that it's just those people that you're telling things to.
Okay.
But what you're doing, what you're violating is thou shalt not lurk.
Lurk.
Which is just participate or leave. But you're just like hanging out, reading everything, but not engaging at all. So you're just consuming. You're just hanging out, lurking.
Well, I'm in the group chat. I mean, I'm in it.
Participate or leave.
I need to participate, especially in the family one, because it's so bad. I mean, her mom, like the family one, Wylene's mom, lovely mom, remembers everybody's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's the first one that starts it all. Happy birthday, Wade.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jackie. And then there's a lot of people in this chat. And so everyone's saying happy birthday, but not everybody. But there are a lot saying happy birthday.
Sure.
And in my head, I'm like, well, they got a lot of happy birthdays today, so why do I need to say it?
Ooh.
I know. How terrible is that?
That's
how
bad
is that? I know. So I'm trying to get better at that. And then the other group is like maybe with 7 guys.
Mm-hmm.
I never respond to any of that, rarely. And
well, so here's the thing. You're a lurker and you really shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess 60% of glamour readers, which this was what it's from Glamour magazine, think that lurking is annoying and kind of creepy.
Mm.
So it's just like you're getting all the intel without actually participating. So here's the other thing. You shall not leave the chat without a notification. You can't just exit the chat. You need to like give a reason. Otherwise, the last person to have sent a message in the chat might feel like they're the reason for the sudden. Like all of a sudden, like somebody was like, ha ha, that's so stupid. And then all of a sudden it says, big party left the chat. You're like, oh God, was it because I said that was so stupid? You need to say, you need to like say something before you go. Tell the chat you're leaving. If they want to reach out with you, they can text you directly. But
you
like,
mean get out of the actual chat? Like,
yeah,
like,
you can leave a chat.
The chat group.
Yes.
And then why would, no, I would, could never leave a chat group.
Why not? You're not participating.
Because it, I feel like I, they would take it as you don't like me. Why?
Well, you're already lurking, so they might already think that.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like participate or get out. So either you say maybe there's drama or you're just like overwhelmed by the number of notifications you're getting. But if you go, you got to say something.
God.
I know.
I don't even know what I, yeah, I would never, like I said, I can't leave.
My favorite is, you know, thou shalt not resurrect a planning chat. This is a woman
mean?
Thing.
What does that mean?
Once an, they're saying once, so you'll do these planning chats, right? Uh-huh. Like there's an event coming up and a bunch of ladies will get on the chat like, we're meeting at 5:30, pregame at my house. Like, okay, what is everybody wearing? Like you're planning, you're doing all this, like Jenny's picking up the appetizers, like that kind of stuff, right?
Oh God, we do that all the time with the family.
Right. So you're doing all of this where you're like, it's 5:30, right? You're like, yeah, 5:30. But if you're just coming, you know, if you're coming to swim, come earlier, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just, it's all the mechanics of like a get together, a gathering.
Okay.
So what they're, what the, one of the commandments is once that event is over, that planning chat should be dead. Don't start adding new people to the chat calls. They mentioned this. Don't start adding new people to the chat called Miami 2019.
Oh.
Move on. Start a new chat. At the very least, change the name of the chat. Like, let's say it's the same people, but like change the name of the chat, like to something to more relevant. But it is difficult because I have a group of, I have a couple different groups of friends that we don't see each other all the time. But when we see each other, it's an event, right? Like we're all getting together intentionally. Everybody's figuring out, like, so the chat may include, what do these dates work for you guys? And, you know, it's back and forth, like, oh, the 28th works for me. Ah, oh, it doesn't work for me. I've got a kid's concert, blah, 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 like all this stuff. So then you finally narrow it down to a date. Anyone else that would be sucked into that would be completely bored out of their minds. I mean, this is an intentional group of people trying to figure one situation out.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, that's why I don't respond to some of this stuff. I guess I don't know. I don't know. It's yeah. I try not to. I don't know really what to do.
Well, it sounds like this one's not for you then. Thou shalt not get too worked up about the chat.
No. I
some
don't
people do.
I
some people
you know
get
what?
Really worked up.
Yes, I know people that do. They are annoyed 100% that their phone's going off and they keep getting messages that didn't pertain to them.
Mm-hmm.
I am not that guy. I do not care how
you know,
often
like,
my
silence
phone goes
your
off.
Notifications.
Yeah, I agree. Or leave the chat group. Just leave the stinking group then. Mm-hmm. Nothing worse than that person right there. There really isn't. Those people drive me crazy. When you get all upset over something as minute as that, like he said, just get out or do something else.
Yeah. I mean, there are times where like I've been part of group chats where it's like T minus to the gathering, right? Like it's the day of, and I'll be at work and I won't have my phone. And then I'll check my phone later and it'll be like, you have 27
yes,
texts.
I wake up to that.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, and then you look and you see that 26 of them are the group chat. And part of that is also like, if you get far behind on the chat, then they say you can skim unread messages if the number of notifications is greater than 20.
Okay.
Like you could literally say, I love this, TLDR.
TL talk? What is TLDR?
Too long, didn't read.
Oh. What? I don't even know. I don't use those things.
TLDR. Too long, just, didn't read.
Too long to type. It's too long. I would be like TLT. TLTT. Too long to type.
Oh, my God.
What commandment are you on?
I'm just popping all over the place.
Oh, okay. All right. Because you said there was 10. I was going to be like, we can finish off the next, on Monday's podcast, the back end of it. The 10 commandments.
I know. I just thought it was interesting because I am a part of quite a few different chat groups.
Yeah.
Family, friends, you know, I mean, and sometimes you have like school moms, which is like a whole different thing, you know, like when are finals and what time is this thing? And do they need to be wearing, you know, so it's less, it's informative and sometimes it'll be fun and goofy, but like otherwise it's just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah, see, mine are family and then some radio friends. And then there's just some old school friends. The guys that gave me the name Big Party.
Okay.
The Columbus guys. Yeah, that group right there. Yeah, they're in a lot of fun. And I got to do better. I got to do better.
Well, I mean, I know that you are battling wasps and saving baby birds and grasshoppers that look like they're part of a Disney movie. But between all of that life-saving mission, you probably have time to catch up on some group chat.
I do. I do. I absolutely do. Could the pool be a like a children's book?
Yeah.
Or is that too dark to save baby crickets and baby birds? And I could start the book with finding the baby bird dead.
No.
You know what I mean? Or leave that out.
No. Don't do that. It's becoming very apparent that you did not have children and didn't spend the majority of years reading these. Yeah, don't start with dead bird.
Okay. All right. Yeah. There's just so much in the back. I'm thinking I have a story. I have a book.
You do. And it could be framed with the life, you know, around the pool, but also it could be a bit of a lesson book about water safety.
Oh, you're right.
It could be like a little, like, in addition, it could be instructional, you know?
Well, when I grabbed, it was weird that I saw it, that grasshopper, because he was that small, Molly. He was a baby. When I saw him, I'm like, is that a grasshopper? That's crazy. And so I grabbed it in my hand to save it, you know, and it jumped like lightning fast. I didn't even know where it went because this was in the middle of the pool. And he's little. I'm like, you didn't get that far. You're still in there. So I spent 20 minutes skimming the water until I found him again, grabbed him, put him on the side of the pool, and then I blew him away. And he tumbled all the way into the mulch.
Yeah, you've got some time to get those group chats. Yep. I would say got a lot of time.
Okay.
You could probably be adding a lot to a lot of different chats.
I need a title. Help us out, people, of the children's book. I'll make it happen. I'll just make it happen.
Baby Bird's Day Out. Baby Bird at the Pool. You could have a bunch of Baby Bird books. Baby Bird at the Pool. Baby Bird on the Deck. Baby Bird Crosses L Street.
Oh, gosh.
That one won't go very well.
No, it won't.
There'll be a lot of dead birds in that story.
All right. We're going to roll out of here, and we'll pick this all back up Monday, of course. Any sponsor opportunities, you made it this far, you can reach out to bpscrasher@gmail.com. We will take care of you like none other. And also, you can text us or phone us in at 402-915-0962. We'll see you Monday. Have a safe weekend. Do yourself good. Squirrel in my fro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. While I'm sitting on the john.
America. And man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Big Party Show.